To talk about what led up to Epstein's most recent arrest and what comes next, we're joined by Vicky Ward, an investigative journalist who profiled Jeffrey Epstein for Vanity Fair in 2003. In a piece headlined, "The Talented Mr. Epstein," the magazine's editor at the time, Graydon Carter, cut out the testimonies of two young women Epstein allegedly molested who'd spoken to Ward on the record, one of them underage. Ward wrote about what happened with her Epstein reporting for the Daily Beast in an article headlined, "I tried to warn you about sleazy billionaire Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. Welcome back to Democracy Now! It's great to have you with us, Vicky.
Thanks.
So, for people who do not understand who this man is, he's referred to as billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein. Who is he, and what do you believe he is being charged with right now? The indictment is about to be opened.
So, I don't think he's a hedge fund manager. He is certainly very wealthy. There is great mystery as to how he actually made his money. He tells people that he advises, he takes a percentage, and he advises billionaires only. He won't take anyone poorer than a billionaire, and that he takes a cut, which adds up to a lot of money. This, when I investigated him in 2002, really turned out to be untrue. What was interesting was that the man who claimed to have sort of taught Jeffrey many financial tricks and who claims to this day that Jeffrey has his money is a gentleman by the name of Steve Hoffenberg, who went to jail for 20 years for committing the biggest Ponzi scheme pre-Bernie Madoff.